Welcome to Big D Country. I am Prince Big D, and another installment of the Big D Zone is starting right now. And my co-host today is none other than the international superstar, soon to be the hottest talked about TV show in the world. I'm talking about none other than Taro Jackson of Taro Jackson Breakthrough. And he got a very special guest who is on the line with us tonight here on the Big D Zone. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to take you to Taro Jackson. And then later on, I got some questions and surprises, not only for Taro, but for you, the listeners, as well. So take it away for Breakthrough.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Taro Jackson. I'm your co-host. And today we have a real special guest with us. I heard this young man at a gospel extravaganza down in Newark, and he has 5 CDs out. And he is an awesome gospel singer. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a round of applause, if you can, out there for Mr. Lamar Powell.
Lamar.
I'm hanging in there, man.
That's good, man.
God has been good to me.
God is always good. Never fails.
Yes, God is always
good. That's right. All right. Big D, Lamar is the age of 16. Like I say, he has 5 CDs out. His CDs
wow.
entitled 5. That's right,
wow.
right, Lamar?
Yes, sir. I have 5 CDs out.
All right. What you name them for us?
The name of the first CD is entitled Greater Is He That Is In Me. The second one is Every Time I Read My Bible. The third one is Children Obey Your Parents. The fourth one is Jesus Is My Savior. And the last one is I Want God to Lead Me.
All right, man. You are on the road, man. You beat me. I ain't even get one out yet. But I am so happy, man, that, you know, doing what you're doing because God has truly blessed you. And
yes.
I also heard that you're an honor student and you play 5
instruments.
Yeah,
I tried to do my best in school, man.
Oh. Yeah, man.
That's very important. School is very important nowadays. So you have to take what you have and go with it.
That is cool, man. I heard that you also love playing basketball.
Yeah. My mom and dad, they always have to tell me to come inside. If you give me a basketball, I'll never stop playing.
Oh, NBA.
Never know.
NBA.
All right. I pray to God that one day I might make the NBA, man.
You're going to be there, man. I know you are.
If it's God's will, then let it be done.
That's true. My first question I want to ask you, Lamar, is how it feels to have 5 CDs out, and what is the feeling when you sing the songs of praise? What it feels like to you?
Well, it's always a good feeling to give God praise, because you always know you're doing something good when you're giving the Lord thanks. Because when you give the Lord thanks, He's going to bless you. So, And he's just the one that opens the doors for me, so I give him the praise, and he just blessed me, and I just thank him for that.
All right. Do you write your own songs?
Yes, yes. All the original songs, all the CDs that I have, the first song on every CD is one written by me. So all 5 CDs, the name of it was written by me.
Okay. When I first saw you down in Newark, you was doing the song Read My Bible, and man, I was up there just moving. I can't really dance, so I was just trying my best, but I like what you were saying, read your Bible, and when you read your Bible, you get the Word, and the Word helps you to live everyday life. So when did that song come to your mind, Read Your Bible?
Well, actually, I was reading my Bible one day, and then, like, I have a computer in my room, where so if something just comes to mind, I just put it down on my computer, and I remember it. So one day I was just reading my Bible, and then I just started to write down the song, and that's how I came to it. And I put down a couple of different lyrics and stuff to it, and music, and then that's how it came out.
That is an awesome song, man. I mean,
yeah.
God is really blessing you. I'm going to let Big D go and do his thing now, because this is really the Big D zone. And I'm getting it carried away because I think it's breakthrough. So come ahead, Big D.
Well, the Big D zone and the breakthrough moment. How's that?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, Lamar, I have a couple of questions for you. Who is your greatest gospel influence within the gospel music industry?
I like people like Kirk Franklin, Donnie McClurkin. Yeah, I really like those people. I really look up to them because they're also young men who are really involved in the world today. So I really look up to them. Yeah. Also, I really like Ron Canova too. He's another big artist out there too. But there's a lot of them that I really look up to.
Like some of the worship leaders that are gospel stars today.
Repeat that again, please.
Some of the worship leaders like Ron Canova that's gospel stars today.
Yeah. Ron Canova is a big star. And all over the world. He travels all over the world. Yeah, like Alvin, Slaughter, many different people. Candy Staten, I've been with a couple of them, yeah. But it's a blessing to know them. They're very inspirational to me.
That is awesome. Now, where do you see yourself, like maybe 10, 20, 30 years down the line? What do you see yourself, not only within gospel music, but also in basketball? Now, they say, like, athletes also do other things. So, say, like, for you, you want to play basketball and want to play gospel music. Now, what do you want to see yourself doing 20 years down the line?
Oh. What I want to see myself doing 20 years down the line. Well, like, I probably want to see myself teaching music, stuff like that, and that's because you may not know, but I play a lot of instruments also. So I play five instruments. I play the drum, the bass, electric guitar, piano.
Wow.
Many different. And I'm also trying to put a band together. And my dad just bought me a big system for traveling. So like. I'm trying to put that together, too, so hopefully that will be a success also.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, have you done any other television appearances? Have you done cable access shows, or have you done Breakthrough yet?
Well, a while back, I went to, I performed on Bobby Jones Gospel a while back, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I went to Barbados a couple of times to perform. I went to England, places like that. Jamaica, Canada. Yeah, places like that.
Wow. Ooh. Now, I have another question for you. Would you consider going on Taro Jazz's Breakthrough, one of the hottest shows on cable television today, and coming to a network near you really soon?
Repeat that again, please.
I said, would you consider going on Tyrone Gass's Breakthrough, one of the hottest talked about cable shows, coming to a major channel near you?
Yeah, the door is open, yeah.
All right. And we're going to get you more out there because we also do different performances at the Fellowship Empowerment Center. We all got to talk. I mean, you play instruments, like five, six of them that you were saying?
Yes.
Wow. Now, Are you looking to go into college?
Yeah, definitely. Like in school, I'm doing really well, as you know. So like right now, I would say I have about like a 3.8. So I'm trying to get, and I'm a junior. I'm beginning my junior year. So by I'm trying to get like graduate with 4.0. My mom's I'm thinking about like Princeton or Harvard or someplace like that.
Wow.
And good Division I school,
so
I can also play basketball and stuff like that.
You will definitely get admitted. Definitely. Probably get a scholarship, too.
Yeah, but I don't want to leave the Lord, you know what I'm saying? I got to involve the Lord in everything that I do, because God is good.
Yeah, we got good schools over here, like NJIT, which is where I'm at, Rutgers, Essex County College,
yeah,
and other schools in New Jersey. So.
Yeah, those are good schools, very good schools. I'm looking at Rutgers, too. Rutgers, New Brunswick. That's a Division I, too, also, so, yes, I'm looking at that off.
So, first to the do you have any more questions for our guest?
What was that, Big T? I just got back, man, because I had a disconnection.
Okay. Well, we held down the fort, so, you have any more questions for our guest?
Well, I don't know what questions you asked them. I just, like I said, I just came back. But my question is, are you working on another CD?
Well, it's in the making right now. I don't want to give no no hints or nothing. I'm just going to let it.
Nobody.
Yeah, let
nobody
leave you me, man.
Suspense there.
Go ahead, Biggie.
All right. I can't wait to hear what you got. So, you know what? I'm going to really put you on the spot. So, why don't you perform the same song that Tyrone Jackson heard, that's Read Your Bible? We'd like for you to give the listeners a sample of Read Your Bible.
Okay.
Yeah, we're putting you on the spot there.
Alright. Every time I read my Bible, I get stronger and stronger. Every time I read my Bible, I grow higher and higher. Every time I read my Bible, I get stronger and stronger. That's why I read my Bible. It's the Word of God. Every time I read my Bible, I get stronger and stronger. Every time I read my Bible, I grow higher and higher. Every time I read my Bible, I get stronger and stronger. That's why I read my Bible. It's the Word of God.
Wow, that's hot. Tyrone, we
got to
give it to perform at our church, man.
I know we're going to do a lot more with Lamar, but I just wanted Lamar to give you a teaser. See what I mean? I told you that's why I like the song.
That was hot.
Woo. So, Lamar, do you see yourself going to big places like Dr. Bobby Jones and... the Apollo Theater, do you see yourself going to those places?
He asked me before. I've been to a concert with Bobby Jones before.
Uh-oh.
At Foxwood.
You already did it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's sometimes. It comes on, like, we show it on different channels sometimes. That still comes on.
Okay.
Wow.
That's great. Man, working with Dr. Bobby Jones, I know that had to be a whole lot of fun.
Right before I get swept away from the from our guest here, before I forget, the Big D Zone would like to wish Demi, the guest from last week, her album Genesis that just came out, and today is her birthday, so we are hoping that you are at Demi's celebration over in New York at Don Hills. Hope some of you are listening over there. We would like to wish Demi a very, very happy birthday, and we thank you for being on the program, and we're definitely going to have you back on. So do me one favor. Rock the crowd and come back on the Big D Zone, all right? And on Taro Jackson's Breakthrough. Now back to Taro Jackson's Breakthrough Experience on the Big D Zone. Take it away.
Lamar, my next question is for you, man. What I was going to ask you, see, I had it in my head and I just lost it. I hate that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Question I want to ask you is, how can people get in contact with you? And say there's people who's listening today like that song and want to get some of your CDs, how can they go about that?
Well, like, I have, unless you haven't purchased a CD, well, I have the number of the CD, I have the number on the CD, and I have cards if they need to call me, but that's pretty much it. Yeah, but if you need a card or you need my number or anything, I'll be glad to, or CDs, I'll be glad to give you a couple of.
I gotta get that, read my Bible.
Yeah, we got to play it on the blog show. And you gotta send the song over to BPS Radio. They are accepting artist submissions for anybody who wants to play their CDs on the radio. So please, if you're an artist and you're even listening to the program right now, please go to www.bbsradio.com. That is www.bbsradio.com. Click on the artist submission link, and there you'll find all the details on how to submit your music. And Lamar, we definitely would like you to submit the CD, especially Read Your Bible, because that's a hot song.
What's your email address?
I'm sorry?
What's your email address?
Well, my email address is, and I'll tell it on the air here, my email address is deshon@myway.com. Once again, the email address is deshon@myway.com.
Repeat it one more time for me, please.
Sure. That website is deshon@myway.com. Again, that's deshon@myway.com.
All right.
So we're definitely gonna keep in contact because you're definitely already doing doing the Lord's work, and that is great. At 16 years old, that is wonderful.
All right, I'll give you the email address from me.
Okay.
It is Jonette P, so JonePTE @AOL.com.
In the words of Michael Payton, would you please repeat that one more time?
Yes. JonettePT @AOL.com. JonePTEP@AOL.com.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want this young man, this talented young man, not only play for you, not only sing for you, If you want this talented young man to play for you, please, by all means, email him or get in touch with the Big D Zone. And, man, just have him sing for you, because he already got the talent right there. And you'll be definitely blasting Read Your Bible in your car all the time. Woo! I'm blasting in my MP3 player.
Big D, woo, you're really excited today, huh?
Oh, yeah. This is another stellar show. Tyrone, you have done it again, man.
Well, woo! I heard him, like I say, down in Newark, and he was awesome. And I'm wishing him a lot of love, a lot of success. Always acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. He won't lead you wrong. And keep on singing. How long have you been writing songs, Lamar?
Well, I've been singing since I was like 8 years. I was 8 years old that I've been singing.
That is good, man. You know, you write that, because there's a lot of things that the young people could be doing out here. They could be in the games. They could be taking drugs. They could be on alcohol. But he decides to be with the Lord, and he's writing songs for the Lord. He's going to be blessed, and that is awesome.
That's right. Yeah. Staying in his arms where the world won't do you no harm.
So, Lamar, what is your future plans?
Well, as I said before, I'm just trying to put a band together right now.
Okay, that sounds good.
Work on the 6CD I'm trying to bring out.
That's good. Well, Big D, this is your show. What's up?
All right. Now, Lamar, I definitely want you to stay on, because we're going to definitely talk about some issues. But I have some announcements to give to Tyrone, because, you know, I couldn't tell you over the phone because the phone minutes situation. But Irvington, Channel 34, I got our foot in the door. I went to see the person in charge at Channel 34, and guess what? He wants to see a half hour of the show Breakthrough, and if we give him that tape, any life for the season, everything, we're on.
Oh, my God.
We're on in Irvington, another city. Another expansion.
You mean I'm going to be on the city of Irvington?
That's right. I went there today.
And I just got to give them a pilot tape of the show.
Yes, a half-hour tape of the show. Now, you can either, Sunday I will get you a card. I'll get you his card, so you can either mail it to him, or on a Friday, I could go to Irvington, either like when you call me at 9 o'clock or something like that.
I will mail a bad joker.
Okay.
I will mail it.
All right.
God is good. God is moving Breakthrough to new levels. Oh,
yeah.
I can't get too loud because we do have a guest, but I will shout later.
No. He deserves to hear this good news. I mean, we're already on the air. I mean, I just show something.
I don't want to give nobody a headache. I don't want to give nobody a headache, because I'm going to go nuts.
I'm
excited.
While you have this great excitement, I want to find out, now I know we all want to find out, you had a very, very huge interview last night in Tyrone. Brother Tyrone, I want to congratulate you on what just happened last night. I apologize that I couldn't be there, but I just want to say congratulations. Breakthrough is already a star in its own right. And you know what? MTV, BET, I hope a representative is listening to this station, because we have a talent right here in my cohort, because not too long ago I taught him how to produce his own television show. Now look what where it's at. 4 years, already a television show, 100 episodes, already been shown throughout the country. And already bigger and better things that's going to happen in Breakthrough. So, Tyrone, please share with us what happened last night at your interview with a celebrity. we got to hear this.
All right. Last night, it was a blessing, like Lamar said. When God bless you, you know, it is off the hook. And I was just really excited about last night meeting, you know, celebrities that people is already doing things. I met the host of 98.7 Kiss FM After Dark, the great Lenny Green. And I met, you know, classic soul R&B artists such as The Escort, The Ultimate Persuaders, and so many more. I just had a good time. They came on the show, and they let me interview with my co-host, Lisa Christian. I mean, we just had a wonderful time, and I want to continue to do what I do, and I want to get more people opportunity to be on the show, such as Lamar and other great artists out here who's making their way to doing what God has them to do. Because we all have a talent, we all have a gift. And I'm not being conceited about what's getting, you know, what's coming to me. My blessings is coming, and I'm just going to be happy about it. Oh, my God. I gotta calm down right now. Go on, Big D.
I know you're excited. I mean, you have a right to be. This has been our vision for so long, that breakthrough should be seen by everybody. Breakthrough should be seen by the masses. And you know what? You may have to sit down for this again. Lamar and Tyrone, this is going to be for you too, because I have just been chosen to be a student reporter for hotnews.tv.com. They also show news on 25 different college campuses on a big screen TV. We have one here at our campus center, and we could be doing news for people like Lamar, people from the church, people from the Music Ministry Network, politics, different news. I mean, and I wanna definitely add you on to this, because you have what it takes to not only rise to the top of television, but to talk about different issues, especially what we've been talking about even on the show, like about politics and about the economy. I probably want to talk about something else with Lamar. Maybe I can talk about the economy with Lamar in a few minutes. But, Brother Tyrone, we're in there. Nationwide, this is huge. And I'm definitely going to do an interview story about Tyrone Jackson's breakthrough on hotnews.tv. It's on.
I just thank God for what he's doing, man. That's all I can say right now. I'm stunned. I'm about to do some back semis out this window. I don't know what I'm about to do.
Lamar, this is how we get when we be excited right now. Lamar, when Tyrone told me that, you know, what happened of the interview that he was doing yesterday, and then with every time he told me something about breakthrough, I mean, it's like I like wrestling, for example. It's like I want another title, or, you know, me and Jesus, we want a tag team championship belt. I mean, it is off the chain, you know? I mean, if I could use that. but anyway, Lamar, I know how you feel when you get blessed, when you be able to go to all these places and do your work and everything like that. I mean,
yeah.
Do you have the same excitement every time someone called and say, Lamar, we want you to be this place. Lamar, we want you to perform. You know, you know what? Who knows? Maybe you get to perform at the Dove Awards, the Gospel Music Awards. Who knows? Do you feel that same excitement?
Do I feel excitement?
Yeah, do you feel that same excitement every time, you know,
somebody calls me up to be a part of their contest? I'm always feel rejoiced in the Lord, because I know I'm going to go out and win some souls for Him. And I always, like, my main goal is to inspire the young people and let them know that it's cool, as I should say, to live for God. So, really, that's what I'm trying to do.
ladies and gentlemen, you just have to really excuse us, because all three of us have been blessed in our lives with what we're doing, and this excitement is just keeping building. I think what it is it's our season. This is what God is telling us. What God is telling us is that this is our season. Like, Brother Lamar is doing something, Tyrone Jackson's breakthrough is getting something, then I go in and try to get another opportunity for breakthrough, and the doors are opening up. I mean, it's our time. I mean, it's our time to and just claim our blessings. And Brother Lamar, I mean, you're really going to win a lot of people I'm sorry, I'm just really excited right about now. You're going to win a lot of souls for Christ. I mean, 16
yes.
years old and really doing it for the Lord. I mean, this is really a blessing.
Wow.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We just get too excited when things start good things start happening. Good things.
Well, I want to give an encouragement word for everyone right now. I like to give it right now. We got to learn not to let the devil come into our house. And I'm not talking about the house that we live in. I'm talking about our spiritual house. We cannot let the devil come into our lives, because the devil is only out here to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So we got to remember that Jesus came that we may have life, and we may have it more abundantly. And we got to just acknowledge him in all our ways. And the devil's going to try his best to try to intervene in what we're doing. But we have the power. The devil don't have no power. The devil is a weak. He's a punk.
That's right.
We
He's never
going to
win the title.
You're right. But we got to definitely remember, whatever we do, we got to stay humble and always remember who brought us this far. So I thank God for bringing me this far, and I thank God for blessing me to know you, Big D, and you blessing me. And that's why I like to help to bless you. See, if everybody does little, no one has to do a lot. And when you bless others, Heavenly Father will bless you. So we got to continue to remember to bless other people and to help other people. We got to bring hope. Helping other people every day. If we don't bring no hope to nobody, we ain't doing nothing. So we got to remember to bring hope to people and keep praising our way. And we just got to remember, always put God first, and we're going to succeed.
And like our guest who is coming on the air next week says, don't give up.
Yes, right. If you give up, you don't have to.
Now,
Lamar,
I do have an issue that I can definitely talk about. We could always talk about the economy another time, because we're definitely be going through a good blessing. I want to talk about, is there a time that you thought that you're dreaming about something, but you thought that it wasn't come true, and then all of a sudden, here comes an open door. Here comes an open door, wide open. Just like what's been happening these past couple of weeks with us. If there are times that you thought your thing would never come true, but all of a sudden, just right before you know it, right before you turn around, it happens.
Who are you asking the question to? Me and Lamar?
Lamar?
Hello? Yes. You asked me that?
Yes.
You asked me, is there a time that I ever felt like giving up?
Right. And then all of a sudden, bam! Here comes an open door, like for your music, or open door for, you know, anything.
Yes, man. Like, life just gets harder every day, man. It's only God that I can look upon who just helps me to go another mile. So every day is a blessing for me. So, and what can I say? God has just been real good to me. I can't complain.
You know, complaint in my book either.
He holds the heavenly title.
Only thing
wait. 1, 2, 3. Ding, 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 ding. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your winner, Jesus Christ. He is WWE Champion!
Big D, I'm going to have to say he's the world's greatest champion.
That's right.
He holds a heavyweight title. He never loses title. And the best thing is, when we give up on ourselves, God don't give up on us.
That's right.
That's the best thing. God never gives up on us. Everybody else might do, but God doesn't.
And you definitely, you know what? You're definitely telling the truth on that, Tyrone, because, you know, even though I'm experiencing it now, I mean, every time, you know, a situation, like different situations that I've gone through, and then, I think about what's going on with the Big D Zone or Breakthrough and everything that's good, that's positive that's happening. That's the key to, that's what keeps us going. That's what people don't want us to give up. Because, you know what? All of us here have the ability to do something great for the nation. I mean, it is mind-boggling what we could do. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're handicapped, whether you have regular abilities. It doesn't even matter because God loves everybody unconditionally. That's the huge word, unconditional love. And it really does show. It really does show because He always opens doors for all of us. And Lamar, I'm really excited about you going forth in the Lord at 16 years old. I mean, that right there, I wish we had a sound machine for applause, because that right there deserves an applause. That definitely deserves an applause right there. Woo! Wow.
So Lamar, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You give an encouragement word. What is your encouragement word to the viewers in your own way?
Well, I just want to inspire all the young people that's out there. What they think taking drugs and being out down the streets and doing things that they know they're not supposed to do, that's not cool. When you go into the house of the Lord and you worship Him and you get blessings, that's, you should find more pleasure in that, to know that you're doing something for good and not for bad. So I just want to inspire the young people just to worship God and know that it's cool to live for Him. And that's pretty much it. And for me, growing up, I couldn't do anything but to just praise God. With my mom and dad, I had no other choice. And all the prophecies that came over my life, the only thing I could do is just worship God, because that was the only way to go. So I just thank my parents for that. Because I know in the end they will be blessed. I'm going to help them the best that I can. I know I can. Because they were always there for me, so I got their back in the long run.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome. You know, I mean, that's the message that kids need to hear. We should definitely try to have more youth, not only, you know, doing talented things like what you're doing. I mean, playing instruments, singing, entertaining, or, you know, even as far as, you know, preaching in the church or praise dancing like what Sister Lisa Christian does. I mean, something like that, that's something positive. You're not in the streets. You're not out in the streets. You're not in the corner selling drugs, like you said. I mean, something positive, like being on the online radio. I mean, that's positive in itself. I mean, you know, talking about their feelings or talking about having guests on the air or, you know, just sharing something. I mean, at least that's a positive thing to do instead of hurting somebody or harming themselves. And you're doing a wonderful job. You're doing a wonderful job. Plus, you're praying to God at the same time.
Yes, God is it.
Wow.
And another thing, Big D, I don't mean to cut you off, but
mm-hmm.
when we doing something for God, whether we doing poetry, dance, singing, or whatever, and when we lifting up the name of Jesus, we got to remember it is not entertaining. We are ministering to the world. We ministering to people that they will be ministered and that they will hear what the Word of God has to say, whether it's through song, poetry, poems, or dance, or whatever. So we got to remember we can't put what we do for God entertainment. We got to call it the ministry.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Anytime you need me to do a concert or whatever for y'all, I'm here for you, man. So you just...
Oh, okay. Because I was just thinking something. Tyrone, next year...
We ain't done.
I think we have an opening for you and Sister Lisa. We have another opening for the concert for you and Sister Lisa.
Yeah, what we gotta do, we're gonna get you on tomorrow. I'm gonna get you on Breakthrough. Coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm gonna get you. I want to get it right. I don't want to just throw you on any kind of way. I want to put you on presentable. I want it to come out right.
Yeah,
I know you want your stuff to come out right, and I want my stuff to come out right when we put it together.
Yeah.
That's right. You're not only going to be in order and decency.
I'm sorry? I said that's what the Bible says. The Bible says you must do things in order and in decency.
That's right.
That's right.
So we are in North Jersey City. Now
okay.
We're moving on up to Irvington.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. And ladies and gentlemen, one more time, we'd like to thank Brother Lamar, 16-year-old, and he has a ministry, and he's going to be in the NBA. You know what? I'm calling it out like it's already dead. So you don't mind me doing that, right, Lamar? You don't mind. Anybody from the teams, call Lamar, New Jersey Nets, New York Knicks, but I think the Knicks need you. They need you. But anyway,
I think it makes me cheap.
Anyway, we once again would like to wish Demi a happy birthday and many happy returns. And also, congratulations to Brother Tyrone. But I'm going to also let you know of who next week guest, and we have a special announcement before we go off the air. Ladies and gentlemen, next week, we're going to have the Fellowship Ministry. Music ministry artist and also Pastor Horn. She will be in the house and she has her very own CD and it's called It's All in His Hands. And let me tell you, one of the songs is one of my theme songs, well, two of them at least. One is Don't Give Up and one is I Want Somebody to Love Me for Me. They are both musically arranged and produced and written by none other than our pastor, Reverend Peter Winstead. And you can come to our church at 682 Park Avenue in East Orange, New Jersey, where we're always having something on Sunday. Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, worship service, 8:30 Life School, and also at 4 o'clock we have the plays. This month, play is I'm not gonna let nobody steal my song. Tyrone, don't you let nobody steal your song. Brother Lamar, don't let nobody steal your song.
Big D
country residents, don't you let nobody steal your song because this song helps you make it through the day. Wow.
Yes.
I mean, that was awesome. So please come to 682 Park Avenue in East Orange, New Jersey. And also we have Tuesday night Bible class at Well, they had the music ministry meeting at 7 o'clock, and then they go to the Bible class straight after that. So come on down. We want you to come on down and have breakfast with us. And also, oh, before I forget, the 30th, this Wednesday, they're going to have a concert and dinner, and they are asking for a $20 donation. They're asking for a $20 donation. You get dinner and plus a copy of the CD. That's right, dinner and a copy of the CD for a $20 donation at 682 Park Avenue in East Orange, New Jersey. Reverend Peter Winstead is the pastor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I got to get ready to bamboozle and head back to Big D country, but we are so very glad that we had Lamar on the show, and he done read your Bible. And Tyrone, thank you so very much for the guest. Oh, and the other announcement, on the 17th, watch the state of the calendar, on the 17th of October, we are going to have none other than Donald Malloy, an A-list gospel singer, right here on the Big D Zone. I mean, you know what? We are all moving up. We are all celebrities. But man, when Tyrone told me that Donald Malloy was going to be on the show, you know, I'm gonna say it, right, Tyrone?
I know you did.
You know that, right? You know, I thought it was a phone tap or you big prank, LeBron. I mean, I thought that Tyrone would play the joke on me. You know, we're very good friends, joke around. I thought he wasn't kidding. I called Donald Malloy, and make a long story short, We got it from on the 17th. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get ready to ask Lamar once again how anybody could get in contact with him, how anybody could purchase his CDs. Now, how can they get in contact with you one more time before we go off the air?
Well, you can either email Lamar at jonetp@aol.com. Or you just call her. If you just go on the email, you see her number, you just call her off the email. So you just go there and you'll find all the information.
All right. And everybody, get those CDs. Get those CDs. They'll definitely bless you good. All right. This is the Big D Zone, and I am your host, Prince Big D, and Tyrone.
We
hello?
Are...
Yeah, this is Brother Lamont and Brother Lamar. Man, I'm so excited. We are...